Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A libertarian candidate for governor wants your vote in the primary election. Let's go in-depth with Marco Battaglia of Des Moines. So, Marco, you're running for governor.
Yes. I got into the race mainly because I saw a problem, and it's countrywide, of money coming into politics. I was kind of worried it was going to be someone with a lot of donations from out of state versus another person with a lot of donations from out of state, sort of a plutocrat versus plutocrat scenario. And I saw it coming from miles away because it's been happening in other states, not just Iowa, and I'm afraid that's kind of what we're shaping up to be here. That was really the primary inspiration, and then we've learned a lot from there in the last year.
And you're a libertarian.
Yes, I've actually been active local, state, and federal with all of the major political parties that are recognized right now as political parties in my time since my first vote at 18. But I've been an active member of the state Libertarian Party and the national party for going on 5 years now.
Why are you libertarian?
It aligns most closely with my values, my principles, and I'm very comfortable being libertarian, and I was a delegate to our last national party convention, so I'm very involved and concerned with both the local state, or all of the local state and the national party.
Let's talk about some of the specific policy issues that you want to let people know as part of your campaign. Let's start with agriculture. You've got some ideas on agriculture that are a little bit unusual. I haven't heard that from any other candidate. Could you share some of those?
One shocker has been that I'm against the renewable fuel standard, putting so much subsidy into one crop, and specifically ethanol, using corn for biofuel. I'm very much pro biofuel and pro-farmer and environmental innovation, but I see that as a failed experiment, and I actually think it'll do great for our rural communities and the soil, water, and pollinators if we move away from these big subsidies that kind of hide the cost of doing business in agriculture and foster an environment for more varied fruits and vegetables, cold weather crops, prairie grasses, and perennials. I think that is something, it's definitely a market that needs more freedom, more innovation. Hemp is another big one. I want to get that bill finally through. It's been sitting around. But I think that a lot of people don't see it kind of for what it is, especially in terms of corporate welfare and the government kind of picking what a farmer's going to do, you know, with their land.
By offering economic incentives for some things and not for others.
Correct.
Is that
mm-hmm.
bottom line?
Mm-hmm.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Marco Battaglia, a libertarian candidate for governor. Okay, hemp. Let's deal with hemp for a bit, because hemp is being grown increasingly in other states, and there's even talk about it being a crop in Iowa. If I'm remembering right, didn't it used to be a really big crop here?
Yeah, every time, I would say 75% of the rural areas, farms I've visited, you still see hemp. It's growing.
It's in the ditches.
And it used to be encouraged. As I understand, part of the war effort to use hemp material. And then we do have hemp legislation that is it's sitting there right now. It got kind of stalled. The Republicans chose to focus on different things, especially to push through at the end of the session, like the fetal heartbeat bill was one that kind of derailed everything else that was going on when that became such a big issue.
since you brought it up, do you have any thoughts on the fetal heartbeat bill?
Yeah, both as an individual and as a party, I agree with our party's stance that that at the end of the day, those kind of issues need to be a choice for a person, an individual woman. And I would have vetoed that just based on the nature of how it got put through. I didn't feel was very, friendly to the democratic process. And also, I'm positive it will be challenged. I think we'll have a lot of taxpayer money that gets involved there that could have been avoided if they would have worked on it. I think it definitely took some time, and people in both the pro-life and pro-choice camps have problems with it. So I think there's going to be a long, long fight there that I would have personally vetoed for a number of reasons, but most simple being that I don't think prohibition is the path, the most ethical path to fewer abortions.
Okay, talk about your plans for economic development, taxation.
Yeah, my tax plan calls immediately for simplifying the tax code. Right now, if we don't make this a focus, Iowans are going to be paying more for increasingly worse or fewer services. Also, kind of this nature of how Iowa responds to the federal tax cuts is going to be huge. Right now, our tax code, our tax paperwork is not that much less complex than the federal government, which both, I think, are absurd, but the fact that we're anywhere near that. I also want to make it a point that we want to work to phase out the income tax entirely for all Iowans, not sort of a picking and choosing of who gets a tax cut either.
And so phase out the income tax, and so what'll replace that?
Yeah, primarily, we want to move towards primarily excise taxes, specific goods and services. We do want to reduce the scope of government, but we know that most Iowans want money for education, for health care, for mental health. We've made that a big issue in our campaign, and we know we need to increase revenue if we're going to do this. So things like formerly prohibited items like hemp and cannabis, we want to allow for sports betting and online poker. I think that'll bring in a lot more revenue than a lot of people maybe think about right now. We want to end certificates of need in terms of medical facilities, and also go thoroughly through occupational licensing reform. I think that there are a number of ways that these items can increase revenue substantially while we move away from income tax specifically.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Marco Battaglia, a Libertarian candidate for governor. Now, the certificate of need things, maybe we're getting a little bit into the weeds here, but I've had healthcare providers, administrators say that without a certificate of need in our rural areas, what we would have is these different corporations coming from Des Moines and providing services that are high income kinds of things. And then they would come down and cherry pick the high income things, and then for the things that cost the local hospitals money, all that revenue would be gone. So our local rural hospitals like that certificate of need. What would you say to those administrators that shared that perspective?
Sure. I would have to take the other side of that argument, that it would actually improve those kinds of situations. And we've had, especially in Iowa, a history of medical professionals that have taken this stance. Like our former gubernatorial candidate, Dr. Lee Heeb, came from the medical field, and then we had actually a candidate that inspired me greatly, Dr. Doug Boutsier, was running. He was in that race with Joni Ernst and Bruce Brawley, and he was a well-respected medical professional. Where I think that I think that those fears are unfounded in a lot of ways, thinking that the certificate of need is what is that kind of gatekeeper to that scenario, because I think we will actually have more medical facilities and more medical services across Iowa. I would actually see considerable increase in access to service for an Iowan, and there's no way that a new someone new moving in is going to be successful if they're not offering prices that the people in the area that they're in can afford. So I don't share that fear.
You're more for things. It's kind of a self-taxation. If I want to bet on sports, then you're happy taxing that, or you know, like the lottery, or let's say
online poker's huge.
Yeah, and so that could generate
cannabis and hemp huge. And it's a gradual phase out of the income tax. So there are going to be reductions in the scope of government that have to be made, and that comes all from all over the budget. I think if we actually address mental health as a public safety issue, we will actually save a lot of money there. And I say that because right now I've met with law enforcement all over the state, union leaders all over the state, and they know that police officers are kind of the front line on the mental health and the opioid fight right now. So if we could save a lot of money by actually having adequate mental health spending and mental health care access throughout all of Iowa, because right now people wind up in jail or in the emergency room when we could have actually helped them with their initial problem, and then costs mount up, and that is harmful to anyone that actually can be helped by 911, by the emergency room, or you know, by the police. But in terms of things like sports betting, online poker, the Supreme Court recently ruled that this was up to the states, and I see that as a much preferable source of income than say an income tax or even property or sales tax.
Some people would put this in terms of, okay, so tax all of our vices. Other people would say, well, you're taxing all of our fun, but you think it would be better than just the income tax.
Yeah, I don't like the term vice tax myself, because I don't think cannabis or even gambling necessarily has to be. We would have the same amount and maybe even more ability to put funds into addiction struggles and things of that nature. Also, if there was going to be a poor tax, I would think that would especially be something like the lottery or slot machines, because I have friends that have actually made a living playing poker, so I don't think that that online poker or sports betting is going to exacerbate that problem, because people already do this. We're just simply maybe using our love affair with sports that I share myself to contribute, as opposed to an income tax, which to me, the income tax does hurt the poorest Iowans. I totally agree that with arguments that the property and sales tax do hurt them as well. But I see the makeup of the legislature right now, and I think there is a true movement to phase out the sales tax or phase out the income tax right, you know, now with the makeup of the legislature.
What's the most important point that you want to make to our listeners today? Let's say that, you know, people are already voting, you have a challenger in the Libertarian Party. First, do they have to pick the Libertarian ballot to, that's the first thing we need to get out of the way. They need to pick the Libertarian ballot.
On right? June 5th for primary and caucuses in Iowa, you do have to register Libertarian to participate. So for the primary or for caucus. But you can do that at the DOT website if that's accessible to you, or in person on voting on election day.
Okay. So now that they know that, now tell them why they should do that and why vote for you.
Yeah, I think that you should come out on June 5th and vote for Marco Battaglia and my running mate, Ferrica Robertson, because we have championed the mental health issue this whole race back since the Iowa State Fair straw poll when I announced my candidacy. We do want to see more funding and more access to mental health services than Iowa has ever seen. And then also I think that our plans for agriculture and reining in the war on drugs will be beneficial to every community in Iowa. We'll be able to have a more varied and more successful agricultural market. We'll be able to take on the nitrate issue with the water, with our, you know, our waters, and then also be able to really help people that need it in terms of opioids, in terms of methamphetamine, and in terms of even alcohol. I think if we move away from criminalization, we'll be able to kind of champion this vision for Iowa that I feel that some of our former governors, like Harold Hughes and Robert Ray, were kind of leading us towards before we got led astray.
Thanks to Marco Battaglia for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.